This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Frankel, injury attorney, text line if you want to get involved in the conversation or on the Twitch or on the YouTube. Who is the single best NFL draft pick in Cowboys history? Because I think that answer is easy.
Really?
But then I think it gets more complicated as we go round by round.
Okay, so the best in the history, and that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be even the number one overall pick.
Correct. In fact, I would argue it should not be the number one pick.
That being DeBerg.
No, Steve DeBerg was phenomenal, just not for the Cowboys, and that's unfortunate. But maybe one of the greatest Cowboys quarterback draft picks ever is what I'll say. There have been a lot of really good Cowboys quarterback draft picks, two at least.
It's true.
I'll say the best draft pick ever.
Because we did the worst stuff yesterday, so it feels like we got to do the best.
Has to be the quarterback that led them to not one, but three Super Bowls in his career, and that is Troy Aikman.
No.
That's what I said.
I mean, that's your opinion. This is why I think your opinion is wrong. The correct answer, because you got to factor in value as well.
Well, oh, you didn't say that we were valuing picking here.
Troy Aikman, okay, you made a great pick at number one overall.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Not everybody wanted him, but Gil did.
Yeah, well, good job.
Gil got him.
You picked the best player with the best pick. Great work. Man,
that was a really good draft, though. Maybe not the best
player, because that top five is un-freaking believable, except for one of them. No, the best draft pick in Cowboys history, I take you to the 10th round in 1964. When you drafted Captain America himself, Roger Staubach. All right. Roger Staubach won two Super Bowls for the Cowboys. And I know you're going to say that Aikman won three, and three is more than two.
Three is more than two. I get you. He should have won four in a row.
But we got Staubach.
If it wasn't for a damn pass interference, it wasn't called.
I know. Sorry. But we got Staubach in the 10th round.
Okay.
That is
again
the greatest value you're going to get.
And then the next year he started for you, right?
No. He didn't come to the team for like 4 or 5 years.
What?
Because you know what? Because he's a damn patriot. And he's like, I'm going to serve my commitment to the military after he won a Heisman Trophy. And that's the only reason he doesn't have four Super Bowls.
I am fascinated by the idea of if Roger Staubach did that now.
Oh, my God.
Would people lose their minds?
I think they would.
That they took the 110th overall pick in the 10th round or whatever it was, and he's not showing up and you were relying on him as quarterback. Would people be upset, or would they be like, no, no, we're willing to wait this out because we saw what happened? You're right, Kevin. And I don't know exactly how people felt then. I don't know what my dad and his dad were feeling at that time when they were like, why the hell did we waste a pick on this guy? Or if they were just like,
that John Meredith and then Craig Morton.
Yeah. So I'm interested in that, but he did set the standard for the organization.
Yes.
Like the entire, him and Tom Landry are united together in that front, right? And
yes,
they were the standard for excellence in Cowboys. And then the Cowboys got Troy Aikman And that became the next standard for excellence, in my opinion.
I am really curious if you're going to go Troy Aikman once we get back to round one. All right, so now I want to go round by round. The greatest Dallas Cowboys draft pick in each round. We're only going 7 rounds. I know that the draft used to be significantly longer, and in the AFL, they're just like, pick until you're tired of saying names.
Didn't John Madden get selected in like the 27th round?
Yeah, like they were whatever. So we're going to stick with the more modern draft formula of 7 rounds. Who is the greatest 7th round pick for the Cowboys of all time? Here are your options.
All right.
Unless you want to just pick somebody totally different. Rock Marion.
Ooh, that's good.
Jay Ratliff.
That's really good.
Leon Lett.
Oh.
Bullet Bob Hayes.
Dang.
And Ray Field Wright.
Okay.
Cowboys are beasted drafting in the 7th round.
They were. I mean, who've they gotten lately?
Hey.
Colston Weatherington.
That is
John Nick.
Is a fair point.
Courtney Brown.
Jay Ratliff wasn't.
Yes.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
Mike Mickens. Jay Ratliff, it's amazing how many people love Jay Ratliff because, again, he was a 7th round pick and he wasn't supposed to be anything and he turned into a very good player. This is tough because Ray Field Wright's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Bullet Bob Hayes was amazing.
Yep.
And then I love Leon Lett personally because he popped the bubble wrap that I gave him right there in my face. And he did it faster than anybody I've ever seen pop bubble wrap. That was amazing.
For me, it comes down to Wright or Hayes, but I hear you.
I'm right there with you, too. And I didn't see enough Ray Field Wright highlights in my career. So I will go with Bullet Bob Hayes.
I'm going to go with Ray Field Wright just because I feel like he had to struggle more to ultimately get some of that recognition.
I gotcha.
That I thought he was due all along.
Do not sleep on Brock Marion. Like, go back and watch how important he was to that team. He was really important.
Round number six, your candidates. Jim Cooper, who I definitely know who that is. Eugene Lockhart and D.D. Lewis.
Eugene Lockhart. I'll take that one all day.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I had dinner with him at Camp Easy's.
But if you're a Doomsday defense fan, I can see how you might go D.D. Lewis. All right, round number five. I think this one is going to be easy. Orlando Scandrick, Ron Springs, Blaine Nye, the science guy, Walt Garrison, or Herschel Walker.
I guess.
It's got to be Herschel,
Walt
right?
Garrison. Because of what you got
for
him.
I mean, Walt Garrison, everybody loved Walt Garrison.
I'm going to go with Walt Garrison. Even though I know, like, Herschel Walker was a blast. He was in our era. He didn't. Can you say that he didn't quite live up to what Herschel Walker was supposed to be?
Yes.
But he did get us the King's ransom that everybody expected we should get for Luka.
Yes, he did.
Sorry, I didn't bring up Luka again.
Okay. And by the way, and I see for everybody who is voting for Bullet Bob Hayes, I totally get it. I think more people recognized his impact that immediately than maybe they did Ray Field Wright. And so I'm a sucker for Ray Field Wright because I don't feel like he got his proper.
Didn't get his credit.
Yeah, exactly.
It even took a long time for him to get into the hall.
Yes, it did.
Thank you very much, Rick Goslin.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He tried.
No, yeah. Rick Goslin, like,
I thought you were saying he kept him out.
Yeah,
okay.
For most people that got into the Hall from the Cowboys, Rick Goslin was the pitch.
Round 4. Competition stepping up. Tony Tolbert, Brady James, Marion Barber, Tom Rafferty.
Man, Mike loved Tom Rafferty.
He does.
I will go with Tony Tolbert because he was a champion. And I know that team, they'll point to Charles Haley and they'll point to all these guys, but ask Nate Newton, ask Charles Haley how important Tony Tolbert was on the other side. I'm a huge Tony Tolbert fan. That's where it is. He wasn't a star, but he was a dude you had to have on your team to win those championships. You had to have a guy like him.
Tony Tolbert was my vote as well. Now, as you can guess, these top three rounds get crazy. So who was the greatest third round pick in Cowboys history? Here are some of your options.
Steven Peterman.
If you want. Charlie Waters. Eric Williams. Harvey Martin. And Jason Witten.
This is tough.
That is a stacked group.
Because we know and we love Jason Witten.
Yes.
Harvey Martin has never gotten the due he deserves.
Harvey Martin is very much in my Rayfield Wright category, and that's why I think I would give him the edge. But I understand.
Eric Williams was a nasty monster on the field. Absolute nasty monster. And Charlie Waters might be the most beloved Cowboy. He might be right up there as one of the most beloved Cowboys ever.
I could see that.
I'll just say because I watched Jason Witten. You know what? No, Eric Williams won a Super Bowl too. I'll go with Eric Williams. Okay. I didn't watch Charlie Waters. I never saw Harvey Martin. I have so much respect for what I hear about Harvey Martin from guys like my dad, anybody that was in that era. But Eric Williams, I'll stick with him. I love Jason Witten, but that team just never got over the top. And that's where, you know, it stunk to hear Jerry yesterday saying, hey, it's a travesty that we didn't get you, Tyron, a championship. And you're just sitting there going, look at all these dudes you said that to now. Dadgummit, come on.
All right, I'm going to have to eat a little crow real quick. I will admit, I researched off of some older sources. Would you put Dak Prescott as your best ever fourth round pick, right? I see people sending in. That's fair. I apologize.
Dak? I mean, I might still stick with some of the other guys.
Okay.
Like that, if you're going value-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Like it does seem like, but you've paid a lot for him.
Man, you have. All right. Round number 2. And again, feel free to send in your own candidates. This is going to be tough. Mel Renfro. Darren Woodson.
Too, yeah. Okay. There you go.
And Larry Allen.
Crap. I hate you.
I didn't make this list, but those are incredible names. It feels like it should be Darren Woodson most of the time, but there's no way I'm not picking Larry Allen.
Fine. I know, and you know what? The one thing you probably have that you don't ever want to say to Darren Woodson, because we love him so much, is Larry's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I would never have wanted to say that to Larry Allen because he right ripped my face off like he did that guy's face mask.
You don't want
to
say it to Woody either because we love him. So
he's the best.
Larry Allen's in the Hall of Fame. I will go with him. I love Darren Woodson. I think that he would point to Larry Allen and go, dude, he's maybe the greatest guard to ever step on the field.
Yeah.
So by all means, I appreciate that. I think that Darren would have that kind of consideration for his teammate.
Now, as you can probably guess, the toughest of them all. Alec, if you want to vote in on this one, I will give you some candidates. The greatest first-round pick in Cowboys history. Is it Zach Martin, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Tony Dorsett, Randy White, Bob Lilly, Emmitt Smith? Like, that is a murderer's row of I don't think you can really go wrong. It shows you that I didn't even put Tyron Smith in the top eight. And obviously, he has had a hell of a career.
Alec, this is you now. Because I don't want to choose. I don't want anybody to hate me.
I don't feel like there's a wrong answer, but if you got to pick one, don't you think it has to be the guy that holds the NFL rushing record? Don't you think? Like,
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
If we're going to go X's and O's here, I'm going to go with the greatest to ever play the position for my money. It's going to be Emmitt Smith. It's so tough because who knows? At the end of his career, there could be an argument for Micah Parsons. There could be an argument for any of the guys that you just listed.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb could get it at some point.
CeeDee Lamb, absolutely. He could break all the records. He could set some NFL records in his career. We don't know. But, man, I think it has to be Emmitt.
You know my love and an adoration for number two overall pick, Tony Dorsett.
Yes.
And I just told you I think Troy Aikman might be the best Cowboy ever. I also will agree with Alec on this, though. Emmitt Smith was the reason Troy Aikman's numbers aren't better. Emmitt Smith was so good, and that offensive line was so good, he knew, we can run the ball. I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
And so they deferred to him for pretty much everything. And he has some legendary games, like some extremely legendary games where they wouldn't have done it if they didn't have that guy.
Do you think I picked Emmitt Smith?
I think you picked Bob Lilly.
Good call. Emmitt Smith, obviously a fine choice, among the greatest players of all time. I still think Bob Lilly is right there with Aaron Donald in terms of the best defensive tackle ever. And one of the best defensive players in the history of the NFL. He made the all-decade team twice in the 60s and the 70s. He was first-team all-pro seven times. I think he is one of, and plus, he autographed something specifically for Peace-a-thon in multiple years.
Yes, he has. He's been awesome.
I'm a sucker for Bob Lilly as well. I understand any number of these answers. I'm going with Bob Lilly on this. Though I think Zach Martin could be in that conversation as well.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to go back and change mine to Roger Staubach again.
Okay.
Our first ever guest on the KNC Masterpiece. He essentially got us a radio show. It's Roger Staubach.
There you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Our boss said, how the hell did you get Roger Staubach? Who are you guys? And we were like, we got friends.
And then it was all downhill from there.
Since then.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.